This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed issued a call Tuesday for all eligible civilians to join the armed forces as fighting rages in multiple regions of Africa's second most populous nation. It comes less than 2 months after he declared a unilateral ceasefire in the war against Tigrayan rebels. Northern Ethiopia has been racked by violence since November after Abiy, the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize winner, sent troops into Tigray to topple its regional ruling party, the Tigray's People's Liberation Front, vowing a swift victory. But 9 months later, the TPLF has made advances into neighboring regions, while aid workers struggle to reach cut-off populations, with the UN saying 400,000 people face famine-like conditions in Tigray. On Tuesday, the government's patience appears to have run out, with Abiy ordering security forces to, quote, halt the destruction of the treasonous and terrorist TPLF organization and the machinations of foreign hands once and for all. Ethiopia's leader says those unable to enlist could contribute in other ways, including providing supplies and moral support for the army. Somalia and Kenya agreed to, quote, reset their frosty relations Tuesday following talks between leaders of the countries. The meeting signaled a thaw between the Horn of Africa neighbors after often tense relations between the two countries. Somalia has objected to what it calls Kenya's meddling in regions over its border, while Nairobi in turn has accused Mogadishu of using it as a scapegoat for its own political problems. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.